Walking, 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 morning, noon and night. Walking away from loneliness. Walking away from lonely evenings. Walking away from evenings alone. Walking, 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 morning, noon and night. Walking away from love. Walking away from guilt. Walking away from abandonment. Walking, 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 morning, noon and night. Walking away from sleepless nights. Walking away from suicidal thoughts. Walking anywhere to keep on the move. Walking, 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 morning, noon and night. Walking as distraction. Walking as escape. Walking towards a better future. Walking, 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 walking.
The doors are numbered from 1 to 25, and each room has the photograph of the person whose room it is. On a temporary basis, of course. I don't think anyone comes here thinking they'll be here long. I certainly didn't. So this is room number 4, and on the door is a rather fetching photograph of my 75th birthday. That was some time ago now. You could still tell it's me, mind. I haven't aged that much, thank you. I've been here for about 8 months, and I've seen a fair few come and go even in that short space of time. The photographs change more often than you'd like to think, but the numbers always stay the same. That's something, I suppose, a constant. So there are only 23 of us living here at the moment, and 2 have not long since departed. Their photographs are still on their doors, numbers 18 and 19, funnily enough. I'm glad I'm not in room 20. Ernest must be shaking in his boots. It wouldn't be the first time there's been a run of numbers. And I do like looking at the photographs. You could tell a lot about a person by looking at their face, what sort of life they've had, whether they're cheerful and open, if they're optimistic or not. I think a face tells you how a person's lived. Experience is written in the lines. There's a lady I hear shouting out for help. It happens any time of the day or night. Sometimes I think I should go and check if she's all right. But then that's not my job to do that. Someone's paid to care for her. That's why we live here. But it's... well, it's shocking. It makes me feel scared. And it doesn't get any easier either. The longer I live here, it still feels the same as the day I arrived. Countless others have lived in here before me, of course, and left. We come here to die, don't we? That's the truth of it. Might as well say it. We get older than old, and then we disappear. And perhaps we disappear before then. Only 2 out of the 23 people here have friends or family who come to visit. It'll be that way until we die, I should imagine. So maybe we really do disappear before our time.
My name is Harry. I'm 75 years old. And I lost my wife recently. 1 year ago, actually. She died of cancer. We were close. She was my wife. Now I live alone. The house is empty. Or that's the way it feels. In many ways, it's still full. Full of our things. Memories. But it's difficult. I find it difficult. Adjusting. Being able to get on. Being able to say these things. I feel like crying. To begin with, I just shut the front curtains and didn't answer the door. I wanted to shut out the world. I still do sometimes. I hear a knock at the door and ignore it. The phone doesn't ring, not like it used to. There are always people calling for Linda. Life felt busier then. even if it wasn't me who was busy. It was just nice to have stuff going on. Life. I feel like this a lot, actually. I just feel overcome with sadness. There's no other way to describe it. I don't know where it comes from. I don't even feel it happening sometimes. It just comes, like a fog. I can feel it. A heaviness descending, pulling me into myself. And I don't want to do anything when that happens. I just want to sit here, like this. Time passes. I lose track of how much time sometimes. It's hard. I feel like crying.
When I was young, I used to go off on my own, on my bike, into the woods, foraging for food. I'd be gone for hours. I was never one to spend much time with other people. I just liked being on my own, always did. Then I suddenly realised I had no one to talk to. All that time I'd spent alone, and then I just couldn't get it out of my head how alone I was. You hear about people who die and no one finds them for weeks, and I thought, that could be me. And I couldn't stop thinking about it. But what could I do? I don't really have anyone I'd call a friend. I have a sister, but I've not seen her since Mum died, and I think that was for the best. And as far as I know, there is no other family. So I'm not going out. I don't go out. I wouldn't know where to start making friends. Like I say, I've been happy on my own, but suddenly I feel differently. I was always so determined to feel like a whole person without anyone else around. But it's less acceptable when you're older to spend time on your own, isn't it? There's a stigma. People assume things, that you must be lonely. All that time I've spent without a care for other people, and now I'm starting to think differently. But where do you start? Where do you make friends? Sounds ridiculous, doesn't it, at my age, wanting to make friends? But, well, I do. So where do I go? Can anybody tell me?
Sometimes I feel invisible. People just seem to walk past me and not even notice I'm there. I don't know why that is, really. It hasn't always been like that. I think, I'm still here. I'm still the person I always was. Then I wonder whether that's true. It's hard to know who you are when there's no one around to talk to. But there's Max. He's not much of a talker, but he's always there. He's my best friend. My only friend, I suppose. I feed him, and in return he keeps me company. If only other relationships in life were so simple. I've got a garden, which is nice. I take good care of that. So whether I'm inside looking out into the garden or actually outside in the garden, Max is there, bounding about, or sitting with his tongue lolling out mainly. He's a Labrador cross. Not entirely sure what he's crossed with, come to think of it. Sue got him from a lady she knew when he was just a puppy. Been with us ever since. I don't know what I'd do without him. Hopefully it won't come to that. I spend a lot of time in the house on my own with Max. Feels like weeks go by sometimes. He's a good dog. Not much of a talker, like I say, but he's a good listener.
I have a radio clock beside my bed. It's like a friend. I pop it on when I'm feeling lonely. Usually in the middle of the night, but other times too. So if I wake up at 1 in the morning, I switch on the radio. It definitely helps. I don't feel so alone. The talking stations are the best, and you get used to the presenter. You feel like you know the person who's talking, their voice. Sometimes I can guess what they're going to say next, how they're going to respond to a news article or song. It's a comfort. I can see why people write into radio stations. It's personal, intimate. You feel like you know the person, even though you've never met.
As you get older, your friendship groups get smaller. It diminishes. It's as though, one by one, they get off the bus. And over time, there's hardly anyone left. And at the end, there's just the driver, whoever he is. And the smaller the group, the closer to the inevitability of it you get. We're all heading in the same direction, aren't we? And it makes you think, every time someone gets off, will I be next? Will I be the next one to ring the bell?